Hey, how you doing? It's still Tuesday, May the 18th, 2021. You made it this far. You're not gone. You're floating out there, probably like the rest of them. Maybe you're even wearing a coffee filter. Take off the coffee filter. Make yourself a cup of coffee. It's a better strategy. I know that's how we're going to get to Mars. I don't know what I was doing with that. Yep, I don't know what I was doing with that. I was in Vegas for 2 weeks, and in those 2 weeks, I saw lots and lots of people wearing masks outside. Not everybody. Not everybody was that crazy. Not everyone was that stupid. It was like a bazillion degrees Fahrenheit. It was hot as F. The air is almost unbreathable without a mask on in Vegas. With the mask on, it is impossible to breathe. And what's really interesting, and I find it intriguing, and I would corner people with it every once in a while, do you know why back in the day they put tuberculosis sanitariums out in the desert? Do you know why they did that? And people would look at me with those blank stares and those glowing red eyes of thoughtlessness and total psyop Stockholm syndrome, and probably they just lost at the cards, or maybe they're on their way to the hooker with crabs, and they would say, you know, I don't understand. They put tuberculosis sanitariums in the desert, in the hot desert, the hot Nevada desert or places like that, because bacteria, which cause tuberculosis, and other viruses that can cause problems, you know, respiratory disorders, they don't do well in hot, dry air with lots of ultraviolet radiation. In fact, they don't survive. If Dr. Fauci says they do, he's lying. He's lying. He's a liar. And more importantly, you should ask why he's lying to you, but he's lying. So it's a marvelous thing to see this many people under the influence of a psyop. I used to beat myself up because in the summer of 1988, as a counselor at Boys State, I was 18 years old, you know, responsible for 17-year-olds. You should meditate on that, Bullblimp Doc. But anyways, yeah, maybe we need a different instrument for this. In the year 1988, Bullblimp Doc, the year of the crooked kings. In the year 1988, Bo-blimp Doc. In the year 1988, Bo-blimp Doc. The year was 1988. It was exciting. Reagan was still president. It was great. Yeah, in 1988, because I'd been governor of Boys State in 87, talk about things I don't bring up often out of shame, especially amongst anarchist friends. In 1988, I said, Dan, you should come back and be a camp counselor. And so I did. Now, of course, I thought everything was bullshit at the time. I kind of thought Boys State was bullshit, but whatever. It seemed like something to do. I think they paid me some kind of money. It wasn't very good money. there were more promises made, promises of spectacular futures, if only I could keep the kitty diddler's secrets. There was a day, I think it was towards the end of that particular boy state cycle, where everyone was bored, and I was really bored. And these 17-year-old kids that I was responsible for were really bored, all these young men standing in whatever, you know, elevator area, elevator room, elevator hallway. And they're, you know, they're joking, what should we do? And I said, you know what you should do? All of you, and I've told this story in a podcast or two before, so if you've heard it, I get that you've heard it. And I said, you know what you should do? You should all bum rush that elevator and see if you can go up a floor, you know? Just get on board. I think there was about 20 of them. And my guess is they were mostly kind of football player type, so average out the weights to around 180. And I'm fairly certain that that elevator was not equipped for that particular weight. So they do. They just go on the elevator because what? Me, an authority figure, 18 years old, tells a bunch of 17-year-olds to bum rush an elevator and go up a floor. So I hear the elevator, you know, churning away. It's like, meow, 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 and then kunk, kunk. And I'm pretty certain those were the safety brakes. I mean, that's what I was hoping at the time. And what I later found out is one of the kids, I was a kid. One of the young men suffered from claustrophobia, and that's really sad. But here's the thing, as bad as that was, and as bad as I feel about it, and the fact that I was never asked to come back, and keep in mind, I didn't force them to go into the elevator. All of those young men, 1 year younger than me, could have read the information little panel on the side saying what the capacity was. They could have done that. Instead, they blindly obeyed authority. This is something to meditate on, folks. This is something to think about. And I think about that, and then I think about this monkey herpes COVID psyop and the race war psyop. And every week, there's a worse little horror story of stupidity. Dr. Seuss is racist. Every fucking cartoonist in history was fucking racist. Are you stupid? Dr. Seuss was racist. It's all just dumb. And it's designed to keep us occupied. Even this latest sort of attack on Bill Gates looks completely manufactured. And my current guess is they're hiding something. They're hiding something that they don't control the schedule of. Could be collapse. I don't think it is. You know, I think I said this maybe in a previous podcast, but I think using these psyops to cover up collapse is kind of like, I think, using dynamite to redecorate. It just doesn't quite work. It's a little bit too big of a hammer. And that's why I don't think it's collapse, because listen, collapse will just happen. It doesn't need any help and it generates its own fear. So if the purpose of this fearful psyop was collapse management, it's actually spurring on the collapse. It's actually making it worse. And then you could say, well, Dan, that's the point. They want to tear everything down. Okay, where are they going to hide? We're on planet Boblimtok, folks. And you may think they can hide in Antarctica or in one of their deep underground bases, but I promise you, out of 7 billion people, there's a few people who will be left who will seek revenge. So where the fuck are they going to hide? And then more importantly, if you're a Christian like me, how are they going to hide from God? I don't see how that works out. I mean, I spent 40 years hiding from God. I spent 40 years as an atheist, swearing there is no God. God was always there. So how are they going to hide from God? I don't know. I think they probably, you know, they don't believe in God, or they think that Lucifer was a good guy and God was a bad guy. I don't know. Whatever crazy shit they believe, they are going to find out the truth soon enough, I think. But it's driving people crazy. And I don't even know where I was going with that whole thing. Yeah, so the elevator incident. It's a lot like today. But today is worse because at least you could say, well, Dan, you were 18, you know, and you were fucking around. And they were, and listen, they were taught a lesson. If anything, I hope some of those folks left that elevator as anarchists, because I gotta say, that's a classic case of, you know, just because a person's in authority doesn't mean they're right. Just because Dr. Fauci is in authority doesn't mean he has a right to that authority. And it also doesn't mean he's right. And if he's giving you contradictory information, like he says at one point, you shouldn't wear a mask unless it makes you feel better. And then another point, he says, wear a mask. Well, it's a contradiction. And then if he tells you to wear two masks, it's the hokey pokey. It's Simon Says. It's bullshit. The scariest question you're going to ask in the next year, assuming I can be that optimistic, the scariest question you're going to ask is why? Because if your answer is reset, I think you're wrong. This looks grosser than it is, folks. It's just, I got angry the other day and I punched something I shouldn't have. Actually, my hands are getting better from the sugar herpes, which is good news. But the sugar herpes, that's what I call type 2 diabetes. It's actually getting better. But I was angry the other day, so I punched something. I don't want to go into it. It's just too absurd a story. The scariest question we're going to ask is why? Because it's not the reset. It's not that. To me, the reset's a joke. It's a cartoon. You know, it's like something you give certain people to believe in. People like Jenny Durkin or Governor Newsom or Governor Cuomo. These folks are going to be shit out of luck on day zero, and they must believe that day zero means the reset. But what they don't realize is day zero is when people are coming for them, and not just a few people, and not the make-believe Les Mis that's so well documented by Ian Miles Chomp. No, I don't mean Les Mis or Shakespeare in the Streets. Hey folks, if you see rubber cones, it's bullshit. I mean the kind of crap where you wish you had anchored triple strand concertina wire, but you don't, Jenny. It's gonna be too late. You won't even know how to deploy it because the people that protect you will be gone. You will wake up to a house. Maybe it'll be you and your family. There'll be no security, no Seattle police. You will be alone. Governor Newsom, you will be alone. Governor Cuomo, you will be alone. And the mayor of Washington, D.C., President Biden, you will find yourself alone, although I think you're suffering from dementia, so I'm not sure you know that, or you will know that, or it will matter. It's not the reset. But the reset is designed to make certain people feel better. I think it's designed to allow a lot of techno freaks to believe they can hide out on the corners of Death Star. Well, I can just hide out on lower levels like I've been doing, Dan, and mine my Bitcoin. Are you fucking stupid? Do you think that's what's coming? Do you believe, honestly believe, in your deluded and polluted and parasite-ridden brain that your future is a future of mining cryptocurrency? If you think that, God bless, because you have the kind of weird optimism that only Jesus could love. Really, I'll be honest with you. God bless you. I don't think that's remotely reality, and I kind of think Jesus is shaking his head too, but wow. You think the Death Star threw a rod, dumbass. The Death Star, you hear that noise? That's not a well-functioning engine, and changing the cassette tape ain't gonna help. The Death Star's going down. If you think that the reset is the super Death Star, well, that's bullshit too. And in some ways, that whole Star Wars, never-ending Star Wars bullshit is its own kind of psyop, its own kind of propaganda. Because the basic message is there's always gonna be an empire. Always. There's always going to be these folks running around like Nazis. There's always going to be a rebel army. You know, I joked with my friend, I have two friends named Justin, but I joked with my friends Justin and Raylene last summer that the coolest Star Wars movie would be one about the disgruntled Jedi that goes backwards in time to destroy all the Jedi. Because if you get rid of all the Jedi, then all that bullshit never happens. No Jedi, no bullshit. And so basically, this particular Jedi decides to go back and kill the first Jedi, and Yoda is actually in on it, and I think that's great. I do. Fucking bullshit. Folks, this Empire's almost gone. This Empire threw a rod, and there may be something worse coming, and that's why they're trying to hide it. And the scariest question you'll ask, and the scariest question most people ask, is why? And I don't know. You know, I would love to believe it was one big accident. No. I think it would be great to kind of believe that maybe that it's about the reset, because I don't see how the reset can happen. So it just means that they're going to fail. That's great, but I don't think it's about that. I don't think they control the schedule. That's why I think the Bill Gates psyop is ongoing. The whole, you know, he was going to be thrown under the bus and at some point if the bus didn't, you know, hit the school. And the bus hasn't hit the school yet, so Bill gets thrown under the bus to slow it down a little. I don't know if that's a very good analogy, but whatever. Yeah, I don't think it's the reset. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's the cover up collapse, although I do think collapse is coming. I think collapse is happening. I think a lot of people experience time as if it should be like the last 20 years. No, history has its own pace, brothers and sisters. And what you think is shockingly slow in historical terms is shockingly fucking fast. And if you have the memory to remember the last 5 decades, to remember when you were a kid, and then remember today, then you've seen a fair amount of change, my friends, and it hasn't stopped yet, Francis Fukuyama. If he is allowed, this is a total digression tangent, but if Francis, history has ended, Fukuyama is allowed to teach at any schools today, or if he's still alive, I have no idea, that is a great disappointment. In 1990, when I was fed that shit by that liberal Jackson School ex-diplomatic corps ho, I work for JFK. Francis Fukuyama said history's ended. Yeah, and then she brought up Marshal Tito and how Marshal Tito destroyed all, you know, ethnic hatred in Yugoslavia. And then a few months later, the Yugoslavs started killing each other. I think she was a brilliant professor too. But needless to say, if Francis Fukuyama is allowed to teach anywhere, I'm so glad I never got my PhD, because all that would do would be to certify I was a fucking idiot.